Chapter 60. Go out in state, you know. Apostrophe, ha ha. Apostrophe, apostrophe, roared the fellow, smiting his leg. For a gentleman as I'll say a pleasant thing in a pleasant way, give me Muster Gashford age in all London and Westminster. My lord and a bad un at that, but he's a fool to you. Ah, to be sure, when I go out in state. Apostrophe, and have your carriage, apostrophe, said the secretary, and your chaplain, eh? And all the rest of it? Apostrophe, you'll be the death of me, apostrophe, cried Dennis, with another roar, you will. But what's in the wind now, Muster Gashford, apostrophe, he asked hoarsely, eh? Are we to be under orders, to pull down one of them popish chapels, or what? Apostrophe, apostrophe, hush. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the secretary, suffering the faintest smile to play upon his face. Hush. God bless me, Dennis. We associate, you know, for strictly peaceable and lawful purposes. Apostrophe, I know, bless you, apostrophe, returned the man, thrusting his tongue into his cheek. I entered a purpose, didn't I? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no doubt, apostrophe, said Gashford, smiling as before. And when he said so, Dennis roared again, and smote his leg still harder, and falling into fits of laughter, wiped his eyes with the corner of his neckerchief, and cried, Muster Gashford age in all England hollow. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Lord George and I were talking of you last night, apostrophe, said Gashford, after a pause. He says you are a very earnest fellow. Apostrophe, so I am, apostrophe, returned the hangman. And that you truly hate the papists. Apostrophe, so I do, apostrophe, and he confirmed it with a good round oath. Look here, Muster Gashford, apostrophe, said the fellow, laying his hat and stick upon the floor, and slowly beating the palm of one hand with the fingers of the other. Observe. I'm a constitutional officer, that works for my living, and does my work creditable. Do I, or do I not? Apostrophe, apostrophe, unquestionably. Apostrophe, very good. Stop a minute. My work, is sound, Protestant, constitutional, English work. Is it, or is it not? Apostrophe, no man alive can doubt it. Apostrophe, nor dead neither. Parliament says this here says Parliament, if any man, woman, or child, does anything which goes against a certain number of our acts, how many hanging laws may there be at this present time, Muster Gashford? 50? Apostrophe, I don't exactly know how many, apostrophe, replied Gashford, leaning back in his chair and yawning, a great number though. Apostrophe, well, say 50. Parliament says, if any man, woman, or child, does anything against any one of them 50 acts, that man, woman, or child, shall be worked off by Dennis. George III steps in, when they number very strong at the end of a sessions, and says, these are too many for Dennis. I'll have half for myself and Dennis shall have half for himself. And sometimes he throws me in one over, that I don't expect, as he did 3 years ago, when I got Mary Jones, a young woman of 19 who come up to Tyburn with a infant at her breast, and was worked off for taking a piece of cloth off the counter of a shop in Ludgate Hill, and putting it down again, when the shopman see her, and who had never done any harm before, and only tried to do that, in consequence of her husband, having been pressed 3 weeks previous, and she being left to beg, with two young children as was proved upon the trial. Ha ha! Well, that being the law and the practice of England, is the glory of England, and it, Muster Gashford? Apostrophe, apostrophe, certainly, apostrophe, said the secretary. And in times to come, apostrophe, pursued the hangman, if our grandsons should think of their grandfather's times, and find these things altered, they'll say, those were days indeed, and we've been going downhill ever since. Won't they, Muster Gashford? Apostrophe, I have no doubt they will, apostrophe, said the secretary. Well then, look here, apostrophe, said the hangman. if these papists gets into power and begins to boil and roast instead of hang, what becomes of my work? If they touch my work that's a part of so many laws, what becomes of the laws in general? What becomes of the religion? What becomes of the country? Did he ever go to church, Mr. Gashford? Apostrophe, apostrophe, ever. Apostrophe, apostrophe, repeated the secretary with some indignation. Of course. Apostrophe, well, apostrophe, said the ruffian, I've been once, twice, counting the time I was christened, and when I heard the parliament prayed for, and thought how many new hanging laws they made every sessions, I considered that I was prayed for. Now mind, Mr. Gashford, apostrophe, said the fellow, taking up his stick and shaking it with a ferocious air, I mustn't have my Protestant work touched, nor this here Protestant state of things altered in no degree, if I can help it. I mustn't have no papists interfering with me, unless they come to be worked off in course of law. I mustn't have no biling, no roasting, no frying, nothing but hanging. My lord may well call me an earnest fellow. In support of the great Protestant principle of having plenty of that, I'll, apostrophe, and here he beat his club upon the ground, burn, fight, kill, do anything you bid me, so that it's bold, and devilish though the end of it was, that I got hung myself. There, Mr. Gashford. Apostrophe, he appropriately followed up this frequent prostitution of a noble word to the vilest purposes, by pouring out in a kind of ecstasy at least a score of most tremendous oaths, then wiped his heated face upon his neckerchief, and cried, No popery! I'm a religious man, by G. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Gashford had leant back in his chair, regarding him with eyes so sunken, and so shadowed by his heavy brows, that for aught the hangman saw of them, he might have been stone blind. He remained smiling in silence for a short time longer, and then said, slowly and distinctly, You are indeed an earnest fellow, Dennis, a most valuable fellow, the staunchest man I know of in our ranks. But you must calm yourself. You must be peaceful, lawful, mild as any lamb. I am sure you will be though. Apostrophe, we shall see, Mr. Gashford, we shall see. You won't have to complain of me, apostrophe, returned the other, shaking his head. I am sure I shall not, apostrophe, said the secretary in the same mild tone, and with the same emphasis. We shall have, we think, about next month, or May, when this papist relief bill comes before the House, to convene our whole body for the first time. My lord has thoughts of our walking in procession through the streets just as an innocent display of strength, and accompanying our petition down to the door of the House of Commons. Apostrophe, the sooner the better, apostrophe, said Dennis, with another oath. We shall have to draw up in divisions, our numbers being so large, and, I believe I may venture to say, apostrophe, resumed Gashford, affecting not to hear the interruption, though I have no direct instructions to that effect, that Lord George has thought of you as an excellent leader for one of these parties. I have no doubt you would be an admirable one. Apostrophe, try me, apostrophe, said the fellow, with an ugly wink. You would be cool, I know, apostrophe, pursued the secretary, still smiling, and still managing his eyes, so that he could watch him closely, and really not be seen in turn, obedient to orders, and perfectly temperate. You would lead your party into no danger, I am certain. Apostrophe, I'd lead them, Mr. Gashford, apostrophe, the hangman was beginning in a reckless way, when Gashford started forward, laid his finger on his lips, and feigned to write, just as the door was opened by John Grueby. Oh, apostrophe, apostrophe, said John, looking in, here's another Protestant. Apostrophe, some other room, John, apostrophe, cried Gashford in his blandest voice. I am engaged just now. Apostrophe, but John had brought this new visitor to the door, and he walked in unbidden, as the words were uttered, giving to view the form and features, rough attire, and reckless air, of Hugh. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.